Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 275 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Today we are going to talk about adulthood. But first, I have to ask you something. How old are you? Are you a high school teenager? A young college student? Are you in your 50s and at the top of your career? Or maybe you're already retired from your job? Let's do a little experiment for the young. If I told you now that this show is only for adults, would that mean that you would stop listening? Or would you continue? Is adulthood about age and the national law in the country we live in? Or is it about our maturity, our social and financial status, perhaps? Is it just a number in your passport? Or is it the level of your responsibilities? Does it have anything to do with the fact that we perhaps still live with our parents? I'm sure that each and every one of you have your own unique answer, as do our guests today. In this show, we try to figure out what it takes to become an adult. Is it like in the old saying, to plant a tree, to build a house, and to raise a kid? Or do we just need to celebrate our 18th birthday? Or perhaps our 21st? Should we be treated like an adult at the age of 16 already? How does it feel to be an adult? Is it a great feeling to have freedom and choice? Or is it a burden of responsibilities? How do we transition from a child to an adult? And can we ever become adults in our parents' eyes? Now, our three guests try to answer those questions based on their own life experience. Let us have a quick listen from our guests to find out what we can expect to hear in the show today. In our first category, Absolutely Unfair, Leo from Germany is sharing how disrespectfully he was sometimes treated by other people because he was just a kid.
Felt that just because I'm a child, I don't have the right just to sit here. I have to defend myself to be taken seriously just because I'm a child. And she actually didn't have any right to yell at me.
In our second category, Absolutely Judged, we hear from Hürriye, a caring mother from Turkey who was judged by a dentist in Norway for accompanying her 16-year-old daughter to the dentist's appointment.
He is thinking that I am kind of a helicopter mom for them to taking care of her child. But it's God's sake, it's just a dentist appointment. It shouldn't be that much.
In our last category, Absolutely Independent, Eleonora from Bulgaria tells us how proud she is of making independent adult decisions on her own. For example, studying in a foreign country far away from her parents.
I can do it, but I just appreciated it more because I went to another country completely by myself, and it was not like my parents are nearby to save me. So that's when it really hit me, kind of, that wow, I can actually do this.
Let us begin the show. In our first category, Absolutely Unfair, we listened to Leo, who was interviewed by Natalia. As a kid, he was always struggling with the fact that kids are not taken as seriously as adults. Leo tells us about a situation when he was yelled at by a woman in a sports stadium because she wrongly assumed that Leo was skipping his training. Although it happened 20 years ago when Leo was only 8 years old, he still remembers how unfair and disrespectful it felt to be treated like this. Leo could not wait to become a legal adult. In Germany, this is at the age of 18 years old. and finally be taken seriously by people around him.
I remember one situation when I was a child, like 8 or 9 years old. I was doing sports and I was waiting in the stadium for my sports team to come, and I was a little bit early and I was sitting there reading my comic book and then there was another team with children, and there was a woman who was training them, and then she was suddenly yelling at me that I was supposed to join this group, and what did I think, that I'm not coming or something like this. And I felt that just because I'm a child, I don't have the right just to sit here. I have to defend myself, to be taken seriously just because I'm a child. And she actually didn't have any right to yell at me. If there would be an adult sitting there reading a book, no one would ever talk to this person like this. But just because you're a child, people think they can talk to you the way they like. And that's the problem I see. And that's also an experience that I still remember after almost 20 years.
Were you kind of a kid who always wanted to be independent and taken as an adult?
Actually, I was always waiting for this time to be a legal adult and to make decisions for myself. I couldn't wait my whole childhood and teenagehood to grow up. I also, for example, called my parents always with their first names instead of Mama and Papa. I was around 4, I guess.
Why exactly? Why did you want to be adult so badly?
Because I didn't felt like I was being taken seriously by the society, by people.
Because children are not usually taken seriously in society?
No, they're not. And they have actually no rights.
Do you think that children should be taken seriously as adults?
For me, there's a huge difference between being an adult and being taken seriously. I think that every child should be taken seriously, and that people should listen to what kids are also saying, especially when it comes to issues in society. For example, climate change, because it concerns mostly the younger generation. People should listen to children, but still they're not adults, so that's like a difference. Everybody should be taken seriously, but it doesn't mean that you're an adult.
Do you remember your 18th birthday? How did you feel to become an adult?
Yeah, I remember my 18th birthday. And it was actually, I was happy that I had this legal rights, because I could just take the car and I was just driving. And I didn't have to care about my parents sitting next to me in the car or something like this. That was great. And that I also could work on my own, and I didn't have to go to school anymore after I graduated. But at some point I also figured out that just because you're 18, it doesn't mean that you're mentally or emotionally an adult. It takes a lot of time to get to this point. I don't know if I even reached.
I think that we can learn from Leo that no one should be discriminated by their age. He believes that regardless of how old people are, everyone should be treated equally, and everyone's opinion should count. However, Leo also brings up the difficult question whether everybody over the age of 18 has really reached mental and emotional maturity. In our second category, absolutely judged, let us listen to Hürje, with whom I looked at the other side of the discussion. Some countries in the world seem to think that people at the age of 16 should already be treated like adults and should be allowed to take their own decisions. Now, Hürje's family has dual citizenship, Turkish and Norwegian, and sometimes cultural expectations on her children change completely when they go from Turkey to Norway, from one culture to another. They even experience culture shocks. For example, in the dentist's office, Hürje's 16-year-old daughter needed a regular checkup for her teeth. And as a caring Turkish mother, Hürje, of course, booked an appointment for her daughter. Turns out the Norwegian health system has different rules and cultural expectations concerning 16-year-olds. So in the end, poor Hürje looked like a helicopter mother in the doctor's eyes, because she treated her child, like a child?
Actually, really, yeah. I had a weird situation I would like to share with you. During the pandemic, we decided to just move to Norway for a while to change the atmosphere and environment with my daughters. And my youngest daughter, Ada, she is 16 years old, and she's also holding dual citizenship as me and my husband. So we tried to adjust us in Norway again. 3 months we lived there during the summer. It was amazing, actually. But we have also the problems of integration at that point, because my daughter was, as I said, 16, and she was attending the school, Norwegian school. She enrolled and it was going well, but then she needs a regular check of her teeth. So I said that okay, I can. I took her appointment and we went to the doctor. Doctor was shocked when he realized that I took the appointment with my mobile phone, and the doctor asked me, did you get her appointment? I said yes, because it is totally normal for Turkish perspective.
So you had to apologize as a mother that you had made an appointment for your 16-year-old daughter.
Even I couldn't apologize because the doctor didn't look at me. He is ignoring me. He was ignoring me at the place and he didn't want to look at me. He was explaining the situation to my daughter. He is thinking that I am kind of a helicopter mom for them to taking care of her child. But it's God's sake, it's just a dentist appointment. It shouldn't be that much important for the system. And the doctor said to me, it's her body, her choose. I was shocked. What did I do? I didn't know exactly.
Okay, so they gave you a bad conscience because she was not treated like an adult at the age of 16. Now, I can imagine that must be very different in Turkey, where probably if a 16-year-old comes on her own, they would ask, where is your mother?
Exactly. I'm signing every paper in Turkey for Ada because she can't sign anything, she can't decide anything, and even for a get a tattoo, I need to sign. I need to give my permission with a telephone call to give my permission to get her tattoo. Exactly. It is, yeah. And I learned my lesson. Right now, I'm not trying to get her appointments in Norway. Definitely in Turkey, I'm doing everything.
What we can learn from Hürriye is that adulthood age is determined very differently even in European countries. In Norway, her daughter was considered old enough to deal with her doctor's appointments and other healthcare issues. At the same time, in Turkey, she wouldn't even be able to get herself a tattoo without the explicit permission of her mother. Now, I have a feeling that the more modern our societies get, the more often we will discuss lowering the age for driving cars, for voting in elections, drinking alcohol, and other activities that children are usually excluded from. On the other hand, I've heard my students say that you are an adult if every now and then you wish you were a child. And they acknowledge that the package of responsibilities that comes with adulthood can also be quite overwhelming. In our last category, absolutely independent, we hear from Eleonora, who was interviewed by Carlos. She made the big decision to leave her home country, Bulgaria, and go to the Netherlands to study. Her parents had taught her how to be independent since she was a child, and they allowed Eleonora to find her own way in life, like a true adult. Yes, Eleonora did have emotional support from her parents, but she still had to figure out a lot for herself, like finding accommodation, managing her taxes and payments. How did she feel at the beginning of her independent adult life? How did she deal with it? Let us hear her story.
So actually, after I came back from the United States, I took this crazy decision to move out of Bulgaria and go somewhere else. And as education was always important for me, I decided that the best reason to move to another country is actually to pursue a higher education. And I just chose the Netherlands. And because that was my decision that I took by myself completely, I really wanted to do it by myself. So my parents, they did support me. I did actually everything by myself, finding a room, and after that, moving and opening a bank account and finding, you know, everything I need to know about the city and forms and taxes, I did by myself. And it was actually a great experience. I'm very independent from a very young age, and I did have previous experience with doing stuff on my own, and yeah, I knew I can do it, but I just appreciated it more because I went to another country completely by myself, and it was not like my parents are nearby to save me. So that's when it really hit me, kind of, that wow, I can actually do this.
So not having the support of your parents was never bad for you?
As I said, from a very young age, I was always independent, and my parents supported me emotionally and financially, of course, always. They were great. However, I always wanted to do things by my own, so it didn't really affect me. I was actually happy that they're leaving me to take on my own life and take responsibility. That's something that they taught me from since I was a kid, that even if I'm wrong and I do something wrong, it's better to take responsibility, and that's how I learn. So that's, I think, their teaching method, and I think it worked.
But do you think this works for everybody?
It certainly doesn't. First, because they claim that they raised my brother the same way, but we are very different. And also my cousin, her parents are great, but it was just like they didn't have this clear communication that I have with my family. And sometimes when they left her to do her choices, it was difficult for her to keep up and continue to pursue her dreams. So I don't think it works for everyone. And I think it's very important to learn to understand your parents. It might sound crazy and funny, but they're their own people and they have their point of view because they grew up in a different time and they see the world differently. And we should stop seeing them just as your parent, but as an actual person, and try to be their friend. And I think they should do the same. Understanding that from very early stage of your life, I think, is very important, because then they can literally be your friend and tell you what they think, what their opinion is.
We learned from Eleonora that taking your own big decisions helps you appreciate your own achievements and makes you proud of yourself. We also learn how important it is to find understanding between children and their parents and build relationships based on trust and respect for each other's opinions and wishes. I personally was rather touched by her very mature advice to really attempt to understand your parents and to stop seeing them only as your parents and to try to see them more as real persons. If you can do this early, your parents become your friends who can give you advice rather than being the person who decides for you. What about you? What does it mean to be an adult in your culture? At what age do you become an adult in your culture? Perhaps when you can financially support yourself without the help, guidance, and assistance from your parents? Did your parents ever show the attitude that if you live under their roof and they're paying your bills, no matter your age, you will always have to follow their rules? Now, will you do the same when you have your own children? Feel free to share your story with us. Write us a comment or mail us. We could do a follow-up interview with you in one of our next shows. And on our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about this show and previous episodes. And you can leave comments too. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook. By the way, did you know we are also on iTunes or Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show will be coming to you on the 1st of July. Until then, no matter how old you are, allow yourself to make grown-up decisions and bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.